Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, January the 3rd. There, I got it out. January 3rd. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the big call, wherever you are located. Thank you for tuning in, whether it's live or whether it's on the replay numbers or the replay link, or whether you happen to be one of many people that could be listening with a simultaneous language translation in your own native tongue, as we did last Thursday to 5.5 million people in 116 different languages. So we don't normally know the outreach of the call until the next day or so. But if this is reaching you, welcome, regardless of whether you're listening in English or in another language. We welcome you to the big call. And we always pray every call in before we get going. So let's pray this call in, and then we'll take it from there. We'll have a wonderful teaching that Sue will bring us tonight that she's curated for us. So let's all pray this call in together. Lord God, we thank you so much for the position that we find ourselves in, the idea that we can get out to that many people and more with a platform like we have to not only spread the good news of Jesus Christ in terms of a teaching, that we can pray for our people, that we can also pray our calls in and out. And in that way, we believe we're doing something that's pleasing to God. We thank you for everything that is coming to us now in the way of provision and healing, and what is coming to us very soon, according to your plan and your timing. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Sue, this is a very important time for us on the big call, as you know, and we really appreciate that you have curated a teaching for us tonight and will be bringing that to us so we can comment on it, all three of us, and we know that it will bring fruit. This seed, Sue, that you're planting, that we're watering, will provide and produce good fruit throughout Big Call Universe.
Well, I love that. And it's I don't take this opportunity for granted, and I feel it's a very great and significant honor. And I see it as a way to, you know, the three of us comment on it, but you know, for people to listen after the call and share it with their friends. And I think that you're going to love this as our first teaching for this new year, this new earth, and we, the new people in Christ. Make love the measure of maturity. Jesus refused to accept that people were growing in love for God in a way that did not translate into love for people. That's a really radical concept compared to what we're right up against. We must refuse to accept that as well. The religious leaders of his day knew their Bible, practiced spiritual disciplines, and worship faithfully, but they were defensive, judgmental, and unsafe to be around. And so are many people in our churches. Jesus' integration of love for God and people was revolutionary in the first century, and it remains revolutionary today. We listen to God about as well as we listen to those we do not agree with, is something he would have said. His priority was clear. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John 13:35. We are to be the best lovers of people on the face of the earth. Let me say that again. We are to be the best lovers of people on the face of the earth. For this reason, building a community that relates maturely to one another is truly one of the greatest gifts we can offer the world. Discipling people in how to love others, especially with whom we disagree or drive us crazy, needs the same time and energy we give to equipping them to love God. The two loves are, as Jesus said, inseparable. Jesus' model of loving well offers a powerful framework to create a radically new culture in our communities and in our churches. And in doing so, we open up a pathway for our people to experience more of God's love, something they can now offer freely to the world. The incarnation and dynamics to love well are stated in these three things. 1, enter another's world. 2, hold on to yourself. And 3, live in the tension between the two worlds. One of the things that we can do to help our love in Christ is to observe and understand that whenever we're working with entering into another's world, holding on to yourself, and living in the tension between two worlds, we're bringing about the quest that Christ said for us to hold on to love ourselves, to love God, and to love other people. And so tonight, for this call, if you could go into your heart and just imagine expanding it so that it reaches up to the heights of where God can take your love, and to the depths of that love, and then to the extension of that love into the world, realize that this is your new opportunity to walk more deeply and more incarnationally like Christ in this year and for every year following. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's a good one, Sue. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight. You know, we're reminded that we are to love others. We're reminded to love our neighbors as ourselves. We're reminded that in as much as it is possible, be at peace with all men and women. You know, there are several things that come to mind when we think about loving one another. You know, that's how the disciples would be known, and that's how we would be known, by our love one for another. And I'm always reminded that my pastor always says how all of us, we can all love God, we love Jesus, but oh no, loving other people, loving each other, oh, that's tough. No, you know. But he's making a joke, but, you know, sometimes it's difficult to love other people, even though we're called to. In as much as it is possible, be at peace with all men and women. You know, sometimes it's not possible, but we are to try. We're to try to love one another, to love another, to greet one another with a holy kiss, to love other people and show the love of Christ, you know, that's shed abroad in our hearts to other people as we go about our daily business or whatever we're to do, you know. It's tough. Sometimes we have to, you know, if they smite us on the right side of our face, we have to You know, give them the left side too. You know, that's tough to do. You know, so it's not easy, Sue, but it's something that we're called to do and to be there for each other. And there's probably a 10 or 20 other things we could talk about in terms of how to love one another. But if we can do it unselfishly, if we can do it as Jesus would love, as he loved, by going out, you know, there wasn't anybody that Jesus confronted that needed healing and asked him for it that he didn't give it to him. And that's where we need to be when we step out of our four walls of the remnant or the church without walls. I used to call this, you know, 11, 12 years ago. I just think if we can step out of that, and as we go through in this new year, in 2023, going about with our projects, meeting new people, sowing into their lives. Feedback.
I know. I'm hearing it too.
If we sow into people's lives with our hearts, with our finances, with our projects and our ideas, then, you know, that sowing will reap a harvest. Others will water it, some will sow, some will water, and others will reap the harvest. I think we will reap a lot of that harvest ourselves. I'm excited about it, guys. I think we need to get out and do that and love, you know, the world in the way that we're doing it with all these projects. And Sue, I don't know how many we're up to, maybe 15, 20, 25,000 projects that you've helped to create.
More than that. It's more than, I think it's more than, significantly more than that.
That's huge. And I think that's terrific. It speaks well for you and for the people in Big Call Universe that have decided to do things for the world to up-level humanity. And so that's what I had to say about the teaching. Sue, thank you for bringing it. Thanks for finding it and curating it. Bring it to us so beautifully. And Bob, what did you hear in that teaching that resonated with you? And what would you say about it?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thanks again for another really stimulating teaching. And, you know, the idea of your capacity for love or the amount of love you can hold and then distribute is the measure of maturity is a really cool concept. It's like that's the ultimate measuring stick, right? And sometimes people can do it, like you'll notice that it's easy for people to love a little child or even a little puppy, but
sure,
that's not something that really is showing maturity, because it's the consistency of loving one another and loving God constantly and consistently is what gives you credibility for that maturity, right? They say consistency equals credibility, and if you want to be considered mature and a credible mature person, you have to be consistent. And then, you know, the challenge that was laid out to be the best lovers of people and to bring this to the community is going to require that consistency, because the community is a wide range of people. And if we're going to enter into their world, as you said, you know, we have to focus on their feelings, because when you're empathizing, you're trying to understand the other person's feelings. And if you want to, you know, become a champion of this concept, you'll have to always be striving to improve and elevating yourself, you know, to first get to that place, right? That's the tension between the worlds, between the dimensions. And you have to have the courage and the daring to explore, because a lot of people don't live that tension because they don't go there. And this is, you have to be very daring to explore it. And you're literally exploring the outer reaches of your own inner self.
That's
and
right.
You're taking that journey, because along that journey, you might find, you know, the place where pure love is actually the creative force. And then in that place, you can actually tap into the ultimate fountainhead of creation, where you found that on your inner journey. You found that spot, and now you're constantly filled with it because you know how to get there. You know the pathway to follow to your inner self to discover that force, and then bring it with you, bring it back out, and have it there with you as this endless pitcher of pure loving water, right? And then as you have it, when you breathe in, you can easily breathe in the peace of the Lord, and from that peaceful place, you can breathe out love. And it's a limitless cycle, because you can breathe in limitlessness and then breathe out benevolence to all of those in that community where the greatest lovers of people are the ones who are the most mature.
Wow. Some cool concepts,
Bob.
Really good. That's really wonderful. I love that. And yeah, we do love our pets, and we love animals, and we love, some of them love us back unconditionally. And I think the trick for us really is to love people unconditionally, as God loves us unconditionally. Sue, you know a lot about love, unconditional love. You know a lot about a lot of things. What would you tell us that you receive from this teaching, and how would you apply it?
Did you hear that feedback
yourself?
Right there?
Yeah, I know who did it too. Yep. Okay. We're beyond it.
Interesting. Well, there was so much quality shared here, and I'm glad for the first call of the year. I would say that I'm going to start with what Bob so beautifully and from his heart expressed. It's about the ability, when they were talking about, you know, connect into somebody else's world, you've also got to connect more deeply and hold on to yourself, and then maintain the tension between the two worlds, you know, step into somebody else's world. That is a very, very specific practice. And Bob really captured it, because in order to do that, you have had to go inside yourself to know that love and clear out all the barriers to that love, so that the things that separated you from connecting to other people, whether that was anger, judgmentalness, a feeling of, you know, seeing a person as a person outside of you, you're actually sharing in the field and the frequency of Christ's love, which is all around us. We're immersed in it. And like what you said, Bruce, is to be able to love people, and this is what I'm going to say, from that true self, not the false self or the personality self that is somewhat superficial often, but a really deep anchoring and grounding in that universal love of Christ. That's the call, that's the practice, that's the discipline of being in this journey, to know that you're going to be paying attention to those times, and hopefully more and more so as you mature, mm-hmm. where you see the love, you feel the love that Christ had. You're looking through the eyes, you're seeing from Christ in you. You feel like Christ in you. You're not thinking about what would Christ do. That's still a separation, but you're actually feeling like Christ is above you. It's like literally flowing through you. That's mature love. But I also want to say this. There's a great book by a man named Gary Thomas, When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. Because I've noticed, this is very important, in the Bible, and he cites it, he's a scholar, Christ walks away 24 times, and you know the scripture better than I do. I could pull a Kanye West and say, I'm a, you know, whatever, but there are times when Christ says to his disciples, if you lay something down and they don't receive it, just brush the
dust off your sandals and
and just walk away
Renee.
In other words, there's a you know, we want to be able to round out and deepen in our maturity in a way that we can say, they're in my heart, but they're not in my life. Like, you want to be flowing love, but that doesn't mean, and loving other people, but that doesn't mean you have to put up with
toxicity.
Toxicity, exactly, but you can still love them. And that's a very, so get the book Gary Thomas, When to Walk Away, because it's a very deep dive in very nuanced parts of where a lot of us are leaving toxic systems, are leaving toxic people, but we can love them with a maturity and say, God, you really have served me to identify how to purely love and how I want to bring that pure love, like Bob talks about, to the world. And I think that's a very, very healthy, it's all going to be about what is healthy love. What is the highest, most beautiful, regenerative love that can actually make a difference?
Yep.
Make a difference. And if you sense in your spirit that you're pouring out all this love, and if you keep trying to pour it out and pour it out and pour it out, and it may be a sign that, you know, be in a place where you can share it. And so those are my thoughts on the teaching, and I hope everybody really enjoyed it. I thought it was very important to hear about mature or wise love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. And I think Bob's comments were right on the mark, and so were yours, Sue. Thank you for that. And finding
and so
that.
So were yours.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You know, it's always, you know, it's good. And I agree with what you're saying in the sense, Sue, that we don't want to put ourselves in a position if we're not being received by another person or a group or whatever, if they don't receive us or receive what we're bringing, and that's what happened in the case of Walk Away, then we should just, like I said, take the dust it off our feet, off our sandals, and get out of there, and go ahead and go to someone who will welcome what we have to say. That's kind of where Jesus was telling them, go here and go there, and if you're not well received there, then go to the next village, next town, and blah, blah, blah. And so that's really good. Thanks for bringing that in, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight is a night of prayer requests, we hope.
We have two prayer praise reports, you mean, you hope. Not prayer requests.
No, praise reports, like I said, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have praise times three. Yay. Mm-hmm. Tonight's praise is for this community. Big Call Universe is God's remnant. Boy, is it.
Mm.
God saving us to do his best work to save humanity. I've been blessed by your prayers, and I'm grateful to one day meet many of you. I'm getting better every day. Yay. Our time is just ready to begin. Buckle up. Much love. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So good to hear, Pastor Scott. Really, really good to hear. And one second. Uh-oh. Where is it? I got so many emails.
And I like Pastor Scott with buckle up. I think buckle up, Buttercup.
And now we have from our prodigious praise reporter, who I get to write to, happy January 3rd, 2023. Happy New Year. Wishing everyone a blessed 2023, and I hope it's better than 2022. Joy to the whole wide world. Praise to our Heavenly Father for getting us through 2022, and actually the last 2 years, giving us a new fresh start, a new year, a new month, new day, and that we are still here to worship you for new opportunities this year, for everything you've done for all of us in the past and present, and everything we look forward to in the future. Lord, how grateful we are, even through the excitement of Christmas is over. We're so grateful for the gift you gave us at Christmas, your beloved son among us. It is a wonderful gift that is ours for all the days of our lives and eternity. For you being available 24/7 for us to praise you, give thanks, and pray for others and for our needs, for our families, friends, neighbors, and coworkers, especially for the leaders on this call and all the listeners. For the Big Call platform, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, and Larry, for Pastor Scott and his three times praises that he shares every Tuesday, may everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation, through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's a beautiful praise report. Thank you for that. We're just thrilled. Thank you, Pastor Scott, as well. And we're just thrilled that your healing is ongoing. And we're going to continue to lift you up and pray for a complete and total healing of your body in Jesus' name. Sue, thank you. Thank you for those praise reports. And now it's time to get into what it is you would like to talk with us about tonight, Sue, is for your segment. We always get a new concept, a couple of words. We get something every Tuesday or Thursday night.
Yeah, that's my, I really enjoy it, Bruce, because it's about equipping people. Equipping people to know this new world that they're going into, and to own what God has given them as their strengths and to grow in trust and faith and wisdom that they're going to be able to like rock their projects. Yes? And so the first thing I want to talk about today is how you're going to get clear with your projects and how you've got to start with defining your projects and defining what your objectives are through the world-class presentation. And so I'm going to read a testimonial because when you do that, you get very clear. And this is probably going to be the last time I bring up the world-class testimonial, as you'll hear in Bruce's segment. But here we go. I've been listening to the Big Call replays for a couple of months, which is where I learned about the humanitarian projects associated with the ZIM. I've spent a great deal of the last 12 years of my life meeting with a group of people from around the world on a Zoom call every Sunday morning, where our focus has been learning about how God's goodness and how to recognize areas where we blame God for difficulties in our life. In this same group, our focus has also been on learning how to love our neighbor as ourselves, look at that, even the ones that are difficult. hold on. So it's been amazing to hear Sue and Bruce talk about these same concepts on the call every time I've listened. With this focus that I've had for so long, the humanitarian project was something that appealed to me. But when I began thinking about my humanitarian projects, I hesitated for several weeks, and finally I decided to go forward. The material Sue provided made it so easy to put this together. I literally spent about 3 hours. It's usually one and a half to 3 hours, I think is a really nice amount, a perfect amount, 1.5 to 3 hours total. And since completing it, I've even thought of another project. If you're hesitating, don't. With Sue's help, you'll have your presentation done in no time and will have the tools you need to complete your presentation at the Redemption Center with confidence. So I'm assuming everybody on this call right now, and I had somebody write to me right before the call, Bruce, say, okay, is it too late? I'm assuming everybody has their world-class presentation. They've committed. They know that they're going to have the courage to step into serving the world and collaborating with other people to make their projects happen. Okay? So what is it you're going to focus on in the new year, and when you get started on your projects? I'm going to just keep this really short. There's a lot of research, and you can go to Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He's a wonderful multidisciplinary faith-based psychologist, and he focuses a lot on getting the most out of your attention, out of where you're placing your energy, and out of creating meaning. So this is the year. This is the year when you're going to be taking out, I'm just going to give you one tip, you're going to be taking out most of the noise. He talks about the 80-20 principle, also often known as Pareto's principle. But they've studied this over and over again, that 80% of our most effective goals, our most effective effort, 80% is done in that 20% where we're making a real difference, where we're contributing, where we feel alive, and where we're focused on making a difference. And One of the reasons, and this is knowing the community really well, Bruce and Bob, one of the reasons, and I know Bob does a lot of coaching, that people may have struggled in the past is they were cluttered with a lot of lesser important goals, people pulling on them, too much noise in their environment, too many things going on all at once. I wonder if I could say, okay, how many of you can relate to that? And just do it in your home. Raise your hand. Have you been ever so distracted, pulled in tons of directions, and not focused on your top goals? Here's the antidote to that. Tonight, maybe tomorrow, pick, and this is what we do in designing your best future, pick your top two goals. And what I like to do is I like to balance it so maybe it's, I like to make it so that you've got your personal foundation, so it's getting your new house or taking care of your family or your health, whatever. Do something that's going to be a game changer to allow you to bring your 100% best. Write that down and make it so simple that a 3-year-old could do it. Write that down. And then the next thing is pick the top project. And what I've done in my projects is there's going to be a lot of kind of ripping apart. It's like it would be like seeing our world like an old shopping center being bulldozed. So I'm not going right into education, into some of these institutions that are going to be ripped apart in the next year or two. I'm going to go to things in the future a little bit. It's called Blue Ocean Strategy. So pick your top goal, but see if you can make it so it's like the whole system that it's in isn't going to have to be ripped apart. So pick something like water or tiny houses or regenerative farming or whatever it is, or Rebuild America, of course, and make that, do one of your projects. Get started, study it, know how it all happens in the first 6 months. And if you just focus on what do I need to do for myself and my family, and then what do I need to do in that first project, you're going to feel, I can feel you all feeling it right now. It's clarifying for you. It's focusing for you. And it actually turns out to be scientifically better for you to focus on one big objective and be able to really understand how you move with it, how you get your team set up with it, how you start it, and then you'll bring that mastery to everything else that you do. So what is your one thing, you know, what is your main priority for yourself so that you feel calm, you feel you can bring your 100% best, and what do you have to let go of? And then what do you need to focus on? What would be the most exciting that isn't going to be like in the middle of the rip-up scene as best you can? You know, like Rebuild America would be a great start. Watching how Bruce does that with you. Focus on that, and you'll have a very clear, and I can almost feel it out in the field right now, everybody should be having a feeling of clarity, of strength, of rest, and of focus. And that's the start for setting up very high-impact strategic goals, but doing it without the stress. That's my segment for tonight. 10 minutes early there, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That's terrific. You know, it's funny, when you mentioned the bulldozing the shopping center, mm-hmm. What did I go to, Sue? What did I immediately go to? adaptive reuse.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
I knew you knew.
Yeah, it's just that things are going to be, we're going to be going through a period of revising certain systems.
Sure.
And, you know,
it's more of an allegory, like
in education, yeah. It's going to be particularly messy. Healthcare, messy.
Sure.
Just,
you name it.
You know, if you could just, wait to see how that's going to shake out a little bit and start with something that's like a little bit, you know, just figure that out. That's the point. You just don't want to get all entangled in it, and it's like you can't see the forest through the trees.
Right.
It's called blue ocean strategy, and so you're not competing with the old red ocean strategies where you're in with everybody else, and everything's, it's very noisy, it's very busy, it's very chaotic. Blue ocean strategy, you're out there on your catamaran, you're cruising, you have a few peers that are easy to identify, you trust them, and that's where, you know, you've already created a group that people trust. Hang with the people that you trust.
That's right. That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. I believe in that. And I love the idea of the blue ocean strategy. Catamaran, set anchor, jump off the catamaran and go swimming in the Caribbean. I'm with you. I get it.
Yeah, you just want to get out of the you're going to be more, it's all about sustainability. And so you have to think, okay, do I want to be in really choppy, turbulent waters? Or do I want to kind of move outside of that, be able to watch it at a distance, pick it up, see how it's, you know, and then decide once it settles down a little bit, then we can bring that stuff, you know, then we have a smoother field.
Right. That's good, Sue. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for keeping it short and allowing everybody to envision the blue ocean strategy, because that's,
get the book.
That's really,
there's a book on it.
That's good. All right. Bob, Sue had me at blue ocean. And I had the concept of adaptive reuse for that mall she was going to bulldoze. And, when we start with Rebuild America, Bob, we still intend to start in Florida as Rebuild Florida as a result of the two major hurricanes that they had most recently.
Mm-hmm.
But,
good.
Bob, I don't know, man. This is it. Let's let everybody know kind of what you're thinking, if there are any testimonials, anything that you want to bring to us tonight. This is great.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're coming to Florida first. Bruce, there's plenty of blue ocean around here.
Amen.
So,
That's right.
we'll charter a deep sea fishing vessel and tell them to leave the fishing poles behind.
Yeah.
And we'll just go out into the deep ocean and hold a mastermind.
Oh, God. Doesn't that sound like fun? Oh, my God.
It does.
That's
a really good idea,
Bruce. Bruce, that's a really good idea, because you'd have to, like, get out. You get a boat.
How about mastermind at sea?
Exactly. Yeah. Get a cruise line, and then you're pretty safe. Right?
I know how to do that. I know how to do it on a cruise ship. Bob's talking more like a major fishing vessel or a fishing yacht. But I could see a mastermind on a cruise ship. Couldn't you, Bob?
Yeah, actually, I know a guy that does that.
Do you? Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Takes in, he has a maximum of 50 people, and they go on a cruise. And it's like an organized week-long mastermind.
Beauty.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We could all do it. We could do it. We just Like I said, leave the fishing poles behind. There's no sense in stressing out innocent fish, you know, while we're out there
mastermind. There you go. That's right.
That's
right.
It's like, we're going to pause this great supportive mastermind and we're going to go torture some fish.
No, not.
For no good reason.
We like fish, though. We like our grouper. We like our mahi-mahi. We like our Chilean sea bass. You know, we like our all of that, you know, great fish. But anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
My North Atlantic salmon I had today.
There you go.
Mm, gosh.
We got plenty of that down in Florida. So,
yeah.
Anytime you're ready.
I'm getting ready.
Let the RV go. And we'll come on down.
That sounds good. We'd be down a week or two later. Don't worry. Yep.
All right. Well, Bruce, I do have a testimonial, and this is interesting. This just came in less than a day ago. It's a woman whose initials are WH, and she's talking about our probiotics. And she says, I've been trying it for 2 weeks, and I've been around people with colds, but I didn't catch a cold. Normally, I would be sick by now, but not this time. Thank you, boomers, and thank God. And, you know, a lot of our immune system is in our large intestine, and the probiotics, the good bacteria in our intestines, are involved in the creation and mediation of our immune system. And as you get older, it's really important to bolster that, because another part of your immune system, which is your lymph system, right, starts to deteriorate as you age. And you have a central part of a cell in your immune system, in your lymph system, right, in a lymph node that actually loses its veracity because it starts to change. And it's like, you know, some stuff will rust or get calcified. Well, in your lymph nodes, you actually begin to turn the center part of the node into fat. It transmutes itself into fat.
Mm-hmm.
And in that state, that part of your immune system is rendered ineffective. And that's important because there's this fluid that's moving through your lymph system, through the vessels, and it comes to these nodes where the anti-pathogenic effect happens in those nodes. And so a lot of invaders get destroyed in those nodes. But that part of it, it's reduced as you age. And so you need to bolster the other aspects of your immune system. One of the ways to do it is with really good probiotics that are either helping produce metabolites or have the metabolites in them. And that's why it's good to see that this lady is sending us this testimonial. And we got another one just came in 2 hours ago. It was really simple and short. It just said, more energy for sure. It's definitely part of my routine now. And
good.
This is a person who's now using the Total Health System, which is also good to just see this happen now over and over, where a lot of people that contact us, Bruce, are doing it because they're low on energy.
Right. And, yep.
Almost every time when somebody uses our Total Health System, they will gain their energy. And that's why it's important to get the whole system. We've had people that have used our Boomer Boost and Barley before to try to get their energy back, but would not get their vitamin D level checked and wouldn't take extra vitamin D, and their energy wouldn't come back. And it turned out when they finally got it checked a couple of years later, their vitamin D was so low, didn't make any difference what else they did.
Right.
And so that's why you want the total health system, especially if you're not feeling well, because you can't necessarily tell why you're not feeling well unless you not only get the regular blood work that your doctor is going to give you, but you also have to ask for other blood work like your vitamin D level, which they're not going to do, and you have to ask to get your iron level done, which they're probably not going to do. They probably are not going to check your A1C unless they believe that you're getting diabetes. And you might have a high A1C and you don't know it and your doctor doesn't know
it.
Half the people that have high A1C, nobody knows it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to cause tremendous amount of inflammation in your body and put you at risk for early onset disease and death. And that's why it's good to know that to have comprehensive nutrition so that all the systems of your body are functioning properly, where you have all the right stimulation for your genome, including vitamin D, including polyphenols that are in things like our lignans and in things like, you know, the extracts of grapes and other things that provide resveratrol and quercetin. And it's human bodies are extremely complex. Our body makes over 100,000 different proteins that are necessary for our body to work, right? It's like a rocket ship. If you look at a rocket ship with a capsule that's going to go and circumvent the moon, you know, there's thousands of moving parts and many, many different systems that are within that rocket ship. And you have guidance systems, feedback systems, propulsion system, landing gear, all that kind of thing has to be done meticulously. And our human body is many thousands of times more complex than that. And the good news is there's been thousands of scientists studying it for many decades and even centuries, and there's a very broad base of knowledge now available as to how our bodies actually work. And we don't know everything yet, and we may never know everything. We certainly still don't know the science of what's animating us, which what's making us stay alive and is making our heartbeat. There's a mysterious force, a God force that's animating us, and all the research into nutrition and biochemistry that's occurred so far has no clue about that. But we do know what the vitamins are, the minerals, the amino acids, the fatty acids, the right type of carbohydrates, and the specialty nutrients that we begin to lose as we age, and things like phosphatidylcholine and glutathione that we make less and less of, SOD. And so it's easy now for us, because of all that research, to be able to take in through a total health system all of the things that our body needs so that we don't break down because we're not well nourished. And so that is what people can think about as one of their New Year's resolutions. If one of them is health, right, in addition to getting more exercise, you know, make sure that your nutrition is taken care of and also your sleep. And for some people, it's also necessary for detoxification. And we were talking to somebody today who went and got an analysis done at a holistic doctor's office, And they told her that her body was highly elevated in toxic heavy metals.
Wow.
And didn't quite know, you know, how to manage it, how to help her to get that, to get it going, to mitigate that. And so we, being on the cautious side, said, you know, you want to get our zeolite liquid and put a drop into a glass of water and just take a few sips out of that glass, cover it up, put it in the refrigerator. The next day, take a few more sips and slowly build up until you can actually tolerate one drop of zeolite. And don't be surprised if your urine starts to become very dark and you're detoxifying. And you have to be careful with it so that you don't overtax your kidneys and your liver. And that's why you start so slow. And then this is a person who probably is going to need to proceed on with that and continually increase slowly, and then probably do that for about 6 months in order to be able to get a fresh start free of all of those heavy metals. Very important for your immune system, Bruce, that people do that, because your thymus is a major part of your immune system. It's acting as a mediator and an instructor for your immune killer cells. And when you are toxic in heavy metals, there are certain heavy metals that go like a magnet to your thymus, the gland in the middle of your chest, and they render it less than optimal. And people's immune systems are depressed when they have heavy metals that have coagulated in their thymus. And they'll come out, and your thymus can recover and begin functioning better, and you can boost your immune system by detoxifying. And we know that as people age, one of the reasons people get sick and die is because as they age, their immune system gets weaker and weaker.
Yes.
And so you need to know all the different aspects of it, from your microbiome to the voracity of your thymus to the health of your lymph system, and tend to all of those things with the knowledge that's now available from modern science. And so if people want to use detoxification or a total health system or other aspects of health and wellness and nutrition, including stress management, as part of their New Year's resolutions, we'll be happy to help you. And we also know from, you know, our studies, a lot of the things that Sue was talking about earlier from Dr. Benjamin Hardy and how stress can be mitigated through focus, and focus on, you know, the main goals that you have. And in some cases, just on a given day, if you're not feeling all that up to it, just to focus on one main thing. Just pick one thing that you're going to make sure gets done that day. And that's very, very valuable advice Sue was giving about the new year, and to use Dr. Hardy's teachings, read his books, you know, subscribe to him and watch his YouTube videos. He's a brilliant psychologist who has a lot to offer.
Terrific, Bob, really. That's cool. And I want to ask a couple of things. Number one, of the tests that normally would not be on your regular panel of blood work, the one that is important to us also is the CRP test, C-reactive protein, the CRP that measures our overall inflammation, which the inflammation is a great indicator of onset diseases, adult onset diseases, and so on. And so if we can get that CRP test included along with your vitamin D, your iron, your, what else, Bob, these other tests, the A1C, which, you know, like you said, if you're diabetic, you're going to get that. But otherwise, it's a good way to find out just where you stand in terms of your blood sugar over the last 3 months period. So ask for that CRP also, which should be fairly low. And because of the SOD or the superoxide dismutase that's in the barley, and I'm on Gladiator barley, but that is going to knock down your inflammation in your body. The SOD, the superoxide dismutase in the barley product, will really help mitigate that and drop that way down. And that's what happened to me. And that's how I was able to get from whatever I was down to less than 0.1%. The lower the better. The last test I had, it actually zeroed out, indicating no inflammation in my body. Zero. Zip. Nada. You know? Which is cool. So at least we got that working. Bob, the other thing is, tell the folks, before I give them the address and how to get to the website and the phone number, tell them what is in the total health system. What does it include?
Yes, so it includes the sprouted barley seeds that you referred to, the Gladiator barley. That's yep. where the SOD is, plus about 4,000 other bioactive compounds, most of which are metabolic enzymes that are crucial for metabolism and creating a good, strong body. And the other is another powder, the second powder. It's called Boomer Boost. It's specifically designed to be a balanced nutrition that has 70 different nutrients in it. Really, really great for your circulation and your energy. And the third powder is the probiotics. So each comes with its own scoop. It's very easy to put them into your shaker bottle or a glass of water and mix them up. And then there are two bottles that have pills in them. One is vitamin D that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Most people take two of them. Some only need one. And there is also extra fatty acids, fish oil. Fish oil tends to make powders taste bad. So if you want to get an adequate amount, you need to have separate pills. So that's why you have three powders and two pills. Right? Yeah. And the reason you can't put all the powders in together is that, number one, the barley is one that you need to ease into very slowly and carefully.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so you can't mix it with the other powders and just, you know.
Not at full strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why when you mix up your drink in the morning, when you're first starting out for the first month, you have to graduate slowly into the barley with a schedule. Otherwise, again, it's too much on detoxification.
Right? Okay.
And so that's what's in the total health system. And really, really has evolved over time as the science has evolved. Each time that we get new orders of things, they get better. And including this coming batch that should arrive in about a month or two from Canada, the barley is going to be even stronger by quite a significant amount than it was.
Wow, it's going to be great. Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait for that when that comes in. The other thing, Bob, is vitamin D controls the enzymes, a lot of the enzymes in our system, and it is actually also an enzyme by itself. And the other thing is, you were talking about sleep, and you know, I've been talking to people that are having difficulty with sleep, and we know the Good Night formula will take care of 95% of people or more that are having sleep issues at night, but a lot of times your circadian rhythm is off. It's off, and you wake up at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, and you're thinking about stuff, and it's hard to go back to sleep. Well, some of that's just the circadian rhythm is not right. And what controls the circadian rhythm in our body is magnesium, which is a naturally occurring substance in our body, but you can supplement magnesium, which we have as magnesium with zinc, okay? And by getting that magnesium level up a little bit, you should fall back into a normal circadian rhythm where you can get your 7.5 to 8.5 hours of sleep every night. Right, Bob?
That's very true. And along with that is to make sure that you get sunlight during the day. A lot of people never leave the house during the day.
Yeah,
and
right.
So their body doesn't quite know that it's daytime. And you have to have light and dark as a human being in order to sleep well. So you want to make sure you get outside in the sun, and especially first thing in the morning, get outside, you go out on your porch, go out on your balcony, go out for a walk, and let the world know and let your body know you're waking up now. And then
and that helps
sure
to
that
set your circadian rhythm, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Does that help to set it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it does. Okay. And then at nighttime, you want to, you know, be in the dark. You want to cover up the light in your in your room. If you have an alarm clock that has a light, you want to keep a cloth next to it and cover it over before you go to bed, and wind the light down an hour before bedtime or 2 hours before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start winding down being in bright lights, especially blue light. And that'll help you sleep a lot better. People go out in the sun during the day and they spend a lot of time in the sun. They come home, then the sun goes down, they're sleepy sooner than normal, and they sleep a lot better than they did on the days when they never went outside.
That's it. You got it. Yeah. And then get out and walk. Get that at least a half hour walk in every day. And that way you're getting exposure to the light and you're able to, you know, you're able to function more normally. You get out in fresh air, you get out in nature. All of that is part of keeping your circadian rhythm normalized. So, Bob, the other thing is, we want them to go to bigcalluniverse.com. When they get on our homepage, there's a direct link to your website with the banner that says Boomers. And when they click on that Boomers banner, they'll go right into, as a direct link, into your website, and they can see what's included with every product, product descriptions, and the total health systems there, everything. Everything's laid out. And they can take a look and, you know, see, that's really the ideal way to start. If you haven't started with Boomers and you just want to get going, it's the new year, this is a time. And, Bob, people see weight loss come off naturally. Weight is released from their body just by taking the total health system. Some people lose 8 to 10 or 12 pounds just with the basic products of the Gladiator Barley and the Boomer Boost, the premium probiotic that helps aid in the digestion, and then the vitamin D3. D2 is not as effective as D3. D2 comes from plant substances. D3 comes from animal substances. But it's much, much more effective, at least 20 to 30 times more effective than a D2. That's why D3 is being used. And then also, what was the other point? The other point is getting the omega-3s, getting the proper fish oils in your system is easy. And those are with those capsules, so they taste fine. You just take them like any other gel cap, no biggie. So do that, check it out, and then if you have any questions, the phone number is on the website, but if you want to put it in your phone, just in case you want to give them a call like I do, And usually you leave a message and they call you right back. That works out beautifully. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Eastern Standard Time. And that's everything I can think of. Bob, anything else that you want to add to that?
No, I don't think so, Bruce. I think that's about it. It's 10:18.
Okay, well, that sounds great, Bob. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. It's always good to go back to basics. What are the fundamentals of your health? What are the fundamentals? And this is what we need to do, you guys. You know, I don't care what variant is out there, what this or what that in the scamdemic that's out there. If you have your immune system cranked up, really designed so that you can basically withstand and hold off colds, flu, other stuff, believe me, if you take the right products faithfully, you can do that. Your immune system can be bolstered and strengthened and ward off infections and ward off, you know, all kinds of things. So think about that now as we start the new year. Let's make 2023 a year of health, obviously a year of wealth, and a year of well-being. And I think that's what we're off starting off on. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that so much. And, I mean, guys, I've been on these Boomer products for, has it been 8 years? I think close to 8 years, 7.5 to 8 years, ever since Bob introduced himself to me and we started talking and we brought him on the big call. It's been wonderful. Do you realize this is our second call in our 12th year of the big call? Second call in the 12th year. And so, you know what? I didn't think we'd go this far, but here we are. So let's bring out the intel that we have. Now, when I give you guys stuff, it's based on the best information that we can source at that time. You know that certain things tend to come up and they tend to push us back. We have a moving target, all that good stuff, right? Well, let me let you know what is happening now. And this is as of as late as, gosh, I'm going to say 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. I received information, and let's go into that. What has been happening is, let's talk first of all about the banking system. Now, there are several levels of Basel compliance based on the Basel protocols, B-A-S-E-L, Basel, Switzerland, okay? And that's how it's pronounced in German. Basel. So these protocols have different levels based on liquidity in the banks, based on having the liquidity to back up their deposits or the monies on deposit with the banks. Well, there's Basel 3 we all hit. Basel 4 is where most of our banks have made that level, but there are several, and I'm going to say we are up to approximately 5,000 banks in the United States that did not meet Basel IV protocols by the 1st, which was 2 days ago, of January. They had until Sunday, the 1st of January, to reach Basel IV compliance. All right, now, some of the banks were tier 3 and tier 4 size banks, mom and pops, possibly savings and loans, possibly branches. Now, we knew a long time ago that even with Chase Bank, that they were going to let about 42 to 45% of their branches go because they would no longer be needed in our current future. Okay? So many banks, and this would be true of all the big banks, are consolidating and removing and letting certain leases on properties and bank buildings go. Well, the theory was, it's not just a theory, what happened on Sunday, if the banks could not meet those protocols, they would be shuttered, meaning doors closed, locked, and electricity cut off. And that was to take place Sunday or Monday, because Monday, as you guys know, was a federal holiday as we were observing the New Year Day as a holiday. So yesterday was New Year's Day observed in the United States. Now, today is our first day that the banks have reopened, but we should have approximately 5,000 that didn't. They could be branches, tier 3 and 4 banks. They could be a variety. That's okay. And I think within North America, which would include Canada to the north and Mexico to our south, considered North America, we could have a number closer to 7,000. So maybe another 2,000 in Canada and Mexico that did not comply with Basel IV compliance. Okay, now that's all cool. That's all good. What else? So we did hear from one of our bondholders' paymasters was said that we should expect the bondholders to receive their email tomorrow that would give them access to funds on Thursday. Now, it may not be true of everybody, but I'll explain that in a minute. But that's certainly just one bondholder that we heard from a couple hours before the call started tonight. All right. When we go back and see what has to happen, we know that there's what I call cleanup on aisle 3, cleanup on aisle 3, 4, 5, etc. Okay? Referring to arrests. And that is ongoing. But there were several high-value targets that needed to be picked up. And all but just a few dozen have been completely picked up by now. That should continue. There's the plan to remove and relocate these in the next day or so. But my understanding as of tonight is this will not slow us down from our start. The vast majority of the people that needed to be removed have been so far. All right. Now, cut to where we are. One of our sources is very close to the Treasury and has strong contacts there and is saying that we should be getting the following starting at noon Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. This would include our notifications for Tier 4B. It also includes the fines, interests, and penalties, adjudicated settlements like CMKX, farm claims, Indian claims, prosperity packages. All should start and roll out over a 30-hour period beginning at noon Eastern time tomorrow. Now, if you do the simple math, noon plus 30 hours would finish up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time Thursday. So noon tomorrow, Wednesday, to 6 p.m. Thursday is our 30-hour rollout window for what is going to be, in effect, a shotgun start. If nothing happens to change that, that's what we're looking at. And we could have our numbers tomorrow. We could have our appointments made tomorrow. And we could exchange starting more than likely Thursday for the start of our exchanges and the redemption of our ZIM bearer bonds. Okay? So that is the gist of where we are. Everything, picture all of those eight horses that I just mentioned those things about in the starting gate. And the starting gate opens at noon tomorrow, and then those roll out in whatever time they're designated to roll out. It may be simultaneous, or it may be staggered somewhat. But we're looking for a lot of things to take place. And that's really good. Another thing that we're looking for is the Supreme Court to announce their decision about Brunson. And the date that we have heard would be utilized for that would be January 6th, which is Friday. Now, should that happen, that result of Brunson should completely reverse the 2020 election and the 2022 midterms and negate them. Now, should that come out? We still don't know exactly why it hasn't come out before, but I know certain of our sources, I believe one was Charlie Ward, was talking about January 6th for that Supreme Court decision to be brought out. So we'll see how that happens. And looking forward to that. I'm sure there's more. I'll tell you something else, too. We talked, I think, either last Thursday, we talked about contract rates, or the contract rate, rather, on the dinar and what that was tied to. That's all good. I believe we're going to see something with our new USTN currency, our United States Treasury note folding money that we put in our purses and wallets and money clips. Okay? That should be coming out the day we start our exchanges. Should come out, I would think, either tomorrow or Thursday. And we'll see how that comes out, but that's one thing that we're really looking forward to. And that start. Because we already know that, for example, the dinar, the Iraqi dinar, is already positioned on the bank screens as IQN/USN. So the designations of IQD to IQN and USD to USN has already been on the screens for several days now. So that indicates at least digitally the currency is being exchanged or being traded internationally as a USN, a US note. Okay? So that was encouraging when I heard that for the first time. I think that's been several days ago. It might have been a week almost now. So I'm encouraged. I want to stay encouraged. I want us to continue to stay positive and believe that this is coming in as it currently appears to be. There's just so many variables to this, and that's why it's been a moving target for so many years. But I know Iraq has done their thing. They're a fait accompli. They have done everything that they needed to do. We've had countries come up that weren't quite compliant with the Starlink satellite system. Now they're connected and hooked up with the quantum financial system. Everybody is connected and hooked up. I think it's ready. We're ready to go. So let's stay in faith for this to come through, and let's pray the call out and look forward to everything getting kicked off at approximately noon tomorrow. All right? So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that we've had an opportunity with this platform to get the word out to so many people, to bring people up to speed on what is happening and what's happening for us. We look forward to this blessing manifesting to us in the time frame that we've outlined. But we know ultimately it's in your hands, God. And we thank you that all things work together for good to those who love you and who are the called according to your purposes. So we're happy and thankful and enjoy that this is coming to an end and we can start the new year of 2023 with all the projects and everything that we have designed. And we thank you that we will use the funds, the blessing, and be good stewards of it from here on out, that we can change the world one person, one family, one town, one community at a time. And we thank you for it so much in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, guys, that's about everything I think I wanted to bring. Make sure if you want to keep getting emails from us about the projects that we're doing in the future, that you send your email and register your email on bigcalluniverse.com. Okay? And that way I can get in touch with you with podcasts that we'll send, and you'll be able to get up to speed with everything that we're doing. Because that's the way that we're going to be communicating with you in the near future. All right? So thanks, everybody. I hope to see you on the other side. God bless you, and good night, everybody.